drummer Cindy Blackman brings us this piece.
Yeah, it's called The Three Van Goghs. It's from her album Work on Canvas, Steve.
Not the first time Van Gogh and Ron Hicks have been mentioned in the same sentence. How about that? You take
that? That's great. I'll take it.
We'll take that. Yeah, you don't get one of those every day, do you?
No, not at all.
Ron Hicks, visual artist, oil painter, based here in Denver and shown around the world. Also a part of the Black History Month exhibit at New Hope Baptist Church at 37th and Colorado Boulevard. Great to have you with us to talk about art. I love doing radio stories on art.
Paint the picture, brother. Paint the picture.
I've only got a few words to describe what appears to be a little impressionistic. Not your work won't get mistaken for a photograph, except
Correct.
In a couple of cases.
Yes.
Where you have to look twice and see... Is this a photograph, or is this a, is this some effect, or is this you know, the eye of an artist? How'd you land on your style?
I consider myself an art mutt,
okay.
And basically I love a lot of the Baroque, you know, the Dutch painters like Rembrandt, and I'm influenced by some of the Impressionists,
yeah,
and
yeah.
even some of the abstract artists. So my work is sort of a combination of all of those things. So stylistically, you know, I like to think that, you know, over my past experiences, this is what I came up with.
Well, you came up with it pretty well, because you've captured not just you know, what is it, the work of the brush on the canvas, but just the use of light. You've got these brown tones, and it's just it pulls you in.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
What Impressionism does. I think it makes you want to look a little closer and see a little more.
Absolutely. When I first started painting, you know, I was really super realistic. You know, so I thought that if you could paint something exactly like it was, then that was the thing. But then after a while, I started to look at my work and go, well, there's got to be something more to this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this interpretation, you know, so there's this process where you're trying to say something, you know, with your work, you know, it much like music, you know.
Exactly. What a correlation. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So instead of looking at things really linear, like really linear in a linear way, then I started saying, well, how can I express this idea, you know, without just being, you know, just saying something so photo or super realistic. So, you know, in your brush strokes, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, and the way that you apply paint and, you know, things that you're influenced by, it sort of takes more importance than whether you're documenting something exactly.
Okay. And so I think you're using fatter brushes.
Yes. Big brushes.
Not big. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Check out this man's work and get sucked in at ronhicks.com. How did you know this was it for you? How did you know you wanted to go all the way with art as a career?
Well, I'll tell you, it started like when I was 4 years old. Actually, my mother was an artist.
Okay.
And she didn't take it as far as, you know, I've taken it. She had one of those correspondence courses, and, you know, I would flip through these books and look at it. I don't know if you remember the old Time Life magazines where if you could draw Flippy, you too could be a famous artist.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I was flipping through those books because
right.
my mother had them. And
yeah.
I knew at an early age that I was blessed with this talent to be able to interpret things. So it was always a part of me. So I knew I wanted to be that or a tire changer.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way, you'd get your hands
dirty.
Yeah. Yes.
And you found success across the board. Your work is shown around the world and sold around the world. Do artists of color have to do anything differently to break through as we celebrate this Black History Month?
You know, that's actually a good question. I think that, you know, we as artists, we have a struggle regardless of, you know, what you are. And ultimately, it boils down to having a product that, you know, people want to take home. And then, and a lot of it is, you know, being in the right place at the right time, because there are tons of artists out there, and they're, you know, equally talented. And it's just hard to say, you know, how the magic works where this person gets picked or the other one gets picked. So
one of the things I know is that you have to get out and show your stuff. That's why it's called an exhibition.
Absolutely.
And this one coming up really through the month at New Hope Baptist Church, 3701 Colorado Boulevard. How many artists have you and Rochelle Johnson pulled together for this show?
I think we have about 18 artists that are going to be a part of this exhibition.
Sculpture.
So it ranges. We have photographers. We have sculptors. We have painters, of course.
We'll jewelers.
Watercolor. Jewelers, you know.
I'm looking at your website. These are all, you know, people.
Absolutely.
These are all people. And do some of them have an identity? I mean, are they really people that you've known about, read about, or even know?
In some cases, yes. Yeah. And in some cases, you know, the whole scenarios are fabricated.
Okay.
I like to consider myself a storyteller of sorts.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you look at this and you go, this person has a story. There's a story behind this person, this face, this body, the way they're laid out.
Absolutely. And I like to leave them open-ended. So,
yeah.
You know, if you ask me during a show or something, you know, what is this painting about?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say, well, what do you think it's about?
Good.
Lots of romance,
wow.
Too. Lots of couples.
Yes.
Meetings on bridges. sipping tea over a small table, looking into each other's eyes.
Javis, you got to write a romance novel, okay?
All right.
I'll do the cover.
There you go. You just heard it right here. All right.
It happened right here. RonHicks.com, the show at New Hope Baptist Church, 3701 Colorado Boulevard, through this month, exhibition Friday night.
We will have a live sculptor there, too, just working.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you come out, you'll enjoy Yeni Tawahade. He's a local sculptor here, so you want to check that out.
Bring your kids, expose your kids to art. That's all I got to say.
Food. And music.
And food, too. Food and music and art. Beautiful.
That's it. We're there.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.